All right, in an instant, an auto accident can put you in the worst financial position of your life. It's an absolute must. You got to hire the right lawyer. You're going to make sure that your insurance companies pay you what you are owed. Injury attorney David Femininio and his team, they are exactly who you need to call. They have been making insurance companies pay for over 30 years. They're going to help you with your case as well. David is ready to speak to you personally. Right now, 855-65-CRASH. That's 855-65-CRASH, or you simply go to the website, getdavidgetpaid.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right. So there you have it. So let's kind of let's talk through it a little bit. I don't think anyone is surprised about the order to stay at home through April 30th. I don't think any of that's surprising. I think the part that was surprising was the little add-on where now how many people essential stores will be allowed to have in them, the actual, you know, tape or paint on the ground to distance people waiting in line. I don't know if Governor Whitmer is aware. It's not that easy to just get grocery delivery. Ask anyone who's tried to get grocery delivery. So you're talking about a lot of people going out and potentially creating some very long lines outside of businesses. Now, if people behave themselves, there's no problem. That was interesting. I think the part about, you know, essential or not, you know, we've had that debate on this show where kayaking is in and canoeing is in and jogging is in, but golfing is not and your boat is not. I don't golf and I don't own a boat, but I understand people's arguments. I understand how badly people want to do those things. She, of course, was asked about that right off the top. First question out of the shoe. Now, again, I don't know how appropriate that is, but first question out of the shoe. Hey, what about golf? And, you know, again, her comment was, well, you know, someone's got to take your money. Sully began screaming in my ear. No, they don't.
It's just not true what she said.
It's true. Okay. Listen, do you want to just take the floor? Do you just want to take the floor right now? Here's what I want to do is I want to at least welcome the people in on this. We'll get back into Tua a little later. 248-539-9797. Now it's official. You're home through April. And now, even going out to the pharmacy or the grocery store is going to have a further layer of restriction on it where you're not just going to be able to go and walk in. You may end up standing outside. We've all seen it in Spain and Italy and what it looks like. People in a single file line, 6 feet apart, around the block. It's an already bad situation that I think makes it untenable. I've had to go out one time in my time home to a grocery store. Now, I'm also a mercenary when it comes to getting grocery delivery. Like, I'm checking constantly to find an open slot. My point is, that one experience going out was stressful enough, and there weren't that many people in the place. I wore a mask. I did all the things I'm supposed to do. But you start adding a layer where I've got to stand amongst other people? Nah, I don't know about that. Don't know that I'm signing up for that. Also, regarding, and Mike, I want to make sure I get this right. Mm-hmm. The only places open is, besides the obvious, your police department, your bank, your fire department, etc.
Yep.
Mike, everything else that's not a restaurant, doing deliveries, a grocery store or a pharmacy is closed. So that's Home Depot, that's Lowe's, that's the paint store, that's all the thing. You know, like you were doing home improvements. That's all gone now, too?
Well,
did I hear that correctly?
I want to get clarification on that because I didn't take it as those places are now shut down. I just took it as the severe limitations to anyone going out to a store. I can search for clarification on that, but...
Well, I tried to go to the website that she offered up, and the page crashes.
Yeah.
So...
We'll get clarification on that. Here we go. Let me read a couple of quotes I'm finding now. Whitmer had said big box stores are required to close section of the stores that are non-essential, such as gardening, flooring, and furniture. So, yeah, that's literally saying that those areas, gardening, flooring, furniture, are not essential. She even said in her statement that landscaping is not essential as well, industries like that. Whitmer's revised order imposes restrictions on store crowds. Large retailers must limit the number of people in the store at one time to no more than 4 customers for every 1,000 square feet. Small stores must limit capacity to 25% of total fire code limits.
Yeah. I'm not a grocery store-ologist there, but if you're a grocery store like Walmart or Target has gotten in the grocery game, or if you're a bigger grocery store like some of the Krogers that are out there, do you fall under that business limit? I mean, that's how it worked in other stores in other countries. It's adding another layer to it. I'm really intrigued to see what people's thoughts are on this. I'll just say this. I'm atypical. I know that. I'll stay at my house as long as I have to. Because I just feel like that's what I have to do. Now, that's within reason. But the average person is not going to go much beyond April 30th without putting up a fight. Now, you don't have to like me saying that. I'm not endorsing that behavior. I understand what reality is, but she better have a plan for 3 weeks from now that features some businesses very carefully, very tactfully opening up, and some freedoms for people. Now, don't ask me how you begin that process and where to draw the lines. I'm not the governor. I'm not paid to do that. I think we'll all be pretty damn patient. We've been patient. I mean, this will mark a month tomorrow since my last day at the office. I got another 3 weeks ahead minimum. I'm fine. But Mike, the average person, if she gets up there on April 30th and announces we're extending this another month, I'm telling you right now, there's no way it can happen. No,
I don't think it will either.
Nah, she can try. But I'm telling you, you will end up destroying.
Yep. Well, and as of right now, as you said, as of right now, it's going to go through, it's going to go up until May 1st, which is a Friday. So, if how you interpret it, as of right now, you'd think that businesses would be allowed to open on May 1st, that Friday, or May 4th, that Monday. But we'll see on that. I pulled up the exact order because I wanted to read the clarifications about the stores. This is in section, if you're reading along at home, section 9.F. And this is about, for purposes of this order, critical infrastructure workers also include workers at retail stores who sell groceries, medical supplies, and products necessary to maintain the safety, sanitation, and basic operation of residences, including convenience stores, pet supply stores, auto supplies and repair stores, hardware and home maintenance stores, I'd assume Home Depot, Lowe's, and home appliance retailers. So according to that right there, a home appliance store or home maintenance store like Home Depot would be an exception with the new rules of capacity, Mike, 4 people per 1,000 square feet, that thing.
Oh, I wonder how big some of those stores are as far as square footage.
Oh, it feels like Home Depot is huge.
Really makes you think. 248-539-9797. So that's where we're at. Let's see what the hell's going on here. Let's hear from you guys. We'll get back into Tua. We'll get a blitz in the 4 o'clock hour. 97.1. Hey, listen. Power Home Solar. They're continuing. They're building a movement towards cleaner, greener energy. And now is, it's no exception. They've also teamed up with Generac, the nation's largest provider of in-home backup battery and generator systems. Why is that good for you? Well, you're stuck at home, and a power outage right now would be twice as bad. So, Power Home Solar, American-made panels, Generac generators. Guys, you really put a system in place that where you'll never be left in the dark. It's affordable for all homeowners to protect themselves. They've got financing available starting at $99 a month. So call 1-800-POWER-90. That's 1-800-POWER-90. Save an additional $1,800. It's Power Home Solar and Generac, the new superpower in home energy. All right, Sully, give me the ticket text. We'll get some football in the 4 o'clock hour, but right now, Governor Whitmer spoke. I don't think the surprise is April 30th. I think it's conversation worthy with some of the additional restrictions regarding amount of people per square foot in big businesses that are allowed to be open. And obviously, there's an obsession in this state with golf. I don't golf. I'm not trying to make fun of you in any way. But I don't think anyone is surprised you're not golfing here in the month of April. Now, I know Sully talked to his big-time lobbyist, and it was at least considered on the table, etc. Oh, yeah. Look, I don't know what to say. I would just tell you, if I could guarantee you golf by the middle of May, mm-hmm. when the weather actually starts to get nice, maybe you ought to just take that and not worry about right now where it's 48 degrees.
Yeah, no? And look, this is, guys, of course there's bigger stuff than golf. That's not the entire point here, but it is a big subject. It was one of the first questions, and the first question was about other non-essential businesses, including golf, and you heard the governor acknowledge that she's heard from a ton of legislators, like we've said, about golf. And, Mike, I think that what she's obviously focusing on is she's focusing on what's essential. She's not focusing on what's safe. There's plenty of activities you can do, like golf, like other things, that are safe to do. Am I surprised that the order got extended? Of course not. I think it was inevitable that was happening. But, Mike, you mentioned how long this can go on. Yeah, I don't think it can really go on much longer than this. There's a lot of businesses right now, a lot of family-owned businesses being run into the ground. There's unemployment's through the roof. We can't shut it down another month after this. They have to start opening things back up eventually. And no, that includes golf and other stuff. I'm not just making this a golf issue. You guys know what I feel about that. You guys know my stance on that. It's an activity that can safely be done. I thought that she was extremely inaccurate with some of the stuff she said about how you can't...
All right, be specific, because you're going to get attacked.
Well, she was saying you have to give your credit card. Someone has to check you in. There's a cashier. Someone has to touch your bags. Guys, we're talking about going to a course and walking and carrying your own clubs. You ever heard of paying with a credit card on the phone? There doesn't have to be that transaction there. There doesn't have to be a starter on the first tee. This would be golf on a limited basis. And I really didn't appreciate her making golf a Republican issue. I cannot believe she said that. I'm stunned that she made it sound like, oh, well, only the Republicans want golf. That's completely not true.
That's not what she said.
There's a ton of both Republicans and Democrats that golf.
Equal time. Let's go to David Hall, who has the floor.
That is not what she said. She just mentioned that there were some GOP that came to her and asked her. She wasn't necessarily saying that it was just the Republicans only that were worried about golf. And I kind of agree with her on the – and I disagree with you, because I think what she was worried about is safety over essential. Because she made the comment, she said that there are workers in some of these fields that have to be there to allow this recreation. And that's why I think kayaking is allowed, because you don't need someone to be there to let you onto a lake or onto a river. You don't need that. You're just taking your kayak and you're getting on there. Same with the parks. You're just walking yourself. No one has to let you into the park. I do think that a lot of these golf courses, someone has to let you on the golf course to allow you to do this activity. So I think she's worried about safety and interaction over essential.
Well, we've talked about it with mental health too. I think that if you can provide a reprieve for people, whether it's biking, whether it's golfing, whether it's hiking, kayaking, I think there has to, we were to a point, people need a little bit of an escape. All right, and if a golf course can be treated like a park where there's no one there and you're walking down a wide open fairway, I don't see the difference, especially with some of the photos I've seen at parks. I don't see the difference between people going to a park and walking their dogs and walking by each other, and then someone on a golf course holding your 7-iron in a wide open piece of land walking down a fairway. If you're allowed to do one, you should be allowed to do the other. But people get hung up on the word essential. This is not what this is all about. There needs to be a real focus of what is safe, too. And if you can safely do something, that has to be allowed. Because, look, Mike, you brought up the point about, can this go on much further than May 1st? I wouldn't think so. I really wouldn't.
No, I didn't bring up the point. I told you.
Yes.
Listen.
We got to start opening stuff back up.
I think the dirty secret in all of this, and part of this is hope, but part of it is we're seeing it in the changes and alterations to the UW model, to, oh God, I mean, you know, whether it's what Dr. Fauci says, Mike, I think with the social distancing, we're having a bigger impact than many people believed was possible. I think it's happening faster than what people believed is possible. I don't think Dr. Fauci just blurted out 60,000 dead when we were talking about 240,000, mm-hmm. and before that, 2.2 million. Mike, I think if you see the progress being made the way it's being made, it allows you to at least have some discussions about these things. But make no mistake about it, the best thing she said today is the reality people have to accept. We're not just going back to normal May 1st.
Right.
That's not happening. It can't happen because we don't have a vaccine and we don't have real therapeutics right now. We don't. Now, does that mean you can put a large percentage of industries back to work with restrictions? Yes, it does. My sincere hope is the next 3 weeks are spent by her and her cabinet and her group of advisors, if you will. And they're coming up with a list of industries they can get back to work. And there's going to be certain ones that can't. Restaurants, bars, gyms. Just can't do it. You can't do it. But others, like newsflash, you better get automotive back up and running. You better get your dealers back up and running. You know, I've heard multiple conversations how tier one might be okay to survive 60 days, but you're tier two and tier three. You know, you gotta let people move some product here. You know, you got to be able to get out and get people back to work. And that's okay. People are working from home. Maybe certain places have to make some changes. But, Mike, that better happen in May. Or yep. Golf's going to be the least of your worries.
Oh, no. And I want to be abundantly clear with that, guys. I was responding to golf because people asked about it. That is a huge topic right now. So this isn't, believe me, there's bigger issues than golf. I get that. I'm simply talking about that as
Mike, you know, can I just, let me help you with this. I'm not mad at you, but you don't need to provide that disclaimer every time.
I do, because we're getting calls and texts about, oh, Sully's whining about golf. Guys, I'm simply responding to a major issue. All right. That's all.
Guys, on behalf of Mike Sullivan, kiss his ass. You can have a conversation about this, and it doesn't mean that Mike is marginalizing that people are dying or somehow not pay attention to the issue. Mike has repeatedly talked about how he is struggling more than he ever believed possible with this, how there needs to be a release, how golf is an outlier like horse racing, and he's passionate about it. It doesn't mean that he doesn't care that your Aunt Nona is in a body bag.
Of course.
That's not what Mike is saying. So please stop with that so Sully can stop wasting our time with disclaimers that don't need to be said.
No, I hear you.
Back to you, Mike.
No, and I want to talk too about, yes, stuff absolutely has to start getting opened back up. And no doubt, whether it's May 1st on that Friday, whether it's May 4th on that Monday, there has to be businesses that open back up in some capacity. We cannot just keep shutting stuff down forever because, like, I think that in terms of economics, there can really be some serious long-term economic impacts from something like this, especially if we keep extending this more and more and more.
Yeah, and again, I mean, Secretary Mnuchin, you know, today said the hope is in May we could begin opening up the economy. That doesn't mean a free-for-all. It doesn't mean Sully's down at O'Toole's for Thirsty Thursday.
Fifth Ave.
That's right. Not happening. It's just not happening. Not now.
Well, did you?
But there's a lot that we can open up. Yeah, again, the industries that have the biggest long-term problem in all of this are going to be restaurants and bars. Highly social, high volume, high density businesses. And for restaurants, look, it's a very low margin business as it is. Those are going to be long-term. Couldn't tell you the next time I'll be at a restaurant. But there are many places that need to get back to doing what they're doing.
Well, and quickly, I wanted to ask you, too, she kind of started out the press conference, the governor did, by showing that graph that you couldn't really see on TV because of the angle and the camera. But she started by showing that graph basically with a statistics predicting that the coronavirus would peak within 1 week here in Michigan. I know she then kind of refuted it almost, but it was weird because I was taking that as a positive with showing a graph that it's about to peak. And then she kind of said how it's going to be much longer. It's going to be end of April, early May, which I know that she predicts. So I'm hoping that we can definitely, as you've talked about the past few days, see progress and talk some positives about the numbers.
Well, and again, University of Washington adjusted their model and reduced deaths by 25%. You know, New York State adjusting their model. They have three different models they're using. They're seeing tons of adjustments to where now only one of the models resides outside of their capability to handle the crisis. So, Mike, you just got to let it play. You got to let it play. I want to hear from the people. 248-539-9797. Let's get to them. I'll tell you one thing. I am so damn proud of the people. I mean, the phone traffic, you'd think we're not in a pandemic and we're all just working. It's like we're doing regular shows, even though the shows aren't regular anymore because there's no sports. But it's just, I love it. This is my normal.
Yep.
All right? You want to go shoot 18? This is my 18 right here. 4 hours a day.
Still got to get you into golf at some point.
Go to hell. 97.1.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.